Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Bill Owens, recently Secretary Gates wrote a book. He had some unkind things, I thought, to say about President Obama. What did you think?
Well, I haven't read the book. I've only read the excerpts that have been in the newspaper. I think it was largely inappropriate to do this while the president was still in office. I think this book could have been held for another couple of years when it would have been more appropriate and would have, I think it would have been more appropriate. I think that I lost some respect for Gates in doing that. I think he's certainly been a great public servant, spent a lot of his time working for the country. But I think that that was not an appropriate thing to do. And I think historically people have waited till after the president was out of office before writing that kind of a book.
My take on it, for what it's worth, Bill, is that he was interested in selling the book. But aside from that, does this pass a message to Democrats or Republicans? Don't appoint somebody from the other party, because when you do, after all, Gates is a Republican, they're going to stab you in the back sooner or later.
Well, certainly there's some risk to that. I think that, again, disappointed that he chose to do it in this way. But I can also tell you my predecessor, John McHugh, is sitting as the Secretary of the Army, and I think he's a person who is not likely to do that kind of thing.
Is he still the Secretary of the Army?
Still the Secretary of the Army.
I didn't know that. We used to interview him here all the time.
John is a person who I think has great integrity and great respect for the office of the president and his own office as Secretary of the Army. And I think there's risk, but not with everybody. I think it depends on the person.
So I guess all Republicans aren't the same and all Democrats aren't the same.
That's absolutely true, just like all people are not the same.
Yeah, I suppose that's right. Let's go on to the NSA. You are on the Subcommittee on Homeland Security. Tell me, there's a lot of movement, a lot of criticism, for some internally, about the NSA collecting too much data. What do you think?
Well, as I think we've talked about before, I did not vote for the renewal of the FISA Act nor the Patriot Act. And I had great concerns at many levels, some having to do with privacy versus national security. I think that they need to continue to make modifications. But my major concern at this juncture is it's not clear to me that the NSA knew that Snowden downloaded, nor the volume of information that he took. That, to me, is as troubling as the existence of the data. You know, the president is working towards, I think, modifying some of the positions. I'm not sure he's gone far enough yet. But certainly my view is that if you're going to collect data on any U.S. citizen, the Fourth Amendment requires that you have a search warrant. And I'm not sure the FISA court does a particularly good job of protecting Americans' privacy rights.
You know, I've said this to you before, but I'm always scared of seeing a bunch of judges sitting up there. We don't know who they are. The Constitution calls for an open trial. You know, we don't know who they are. They may as well be wearing masks. It reminds me of the Star Chambers, although I must admit I wasn't around for them. but it reminds me of the Star Chambers. How did we get to that, where we put hoods on judges? I mean, they're not really hoods, but we're so scared that we can't even say who they are.
Well, I think that, you know, 9/11 caused some dramatic reactions.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say fully anticipated, but fully understandable. What we haven't reached is the balancing act that we need to, relative to privacy versus our protection. And are we going to ever hit the sweet spot? I don't think so. So we're going to move back and forth, a little left, a little right on this issue. The question is, do we continue to move back and forth, left and right? I think that that's really the critical question, because, as I said, I don't think we hit the sweet spot. And folks are in a difficult position as they try and protect us. But I do have concerns about the way the FISA court statute is set up, and the judges are basically interpreting what the law directs them to do. It is not their creation. It is a creation of Congress. And I think that we just need to modify that so that we are doing a better job of protecting individual rights. And it's a complicated, difficult decision-making process. So I don't expect them to hit the sweet spot. I expect them to be trying to do that, and that's going to move left and right of the line.
Well, you know, you live in a district, shifting subjects for a moment, which, of course, is subject to immigration from the north. And all of a sudden, the Republicans seem to be courting some kind of compromise with Obama on immigration. What do you think made them do that?
Well, I think that was a very pragmatic decision. But if you look very carefully at what they're proposing, I'm not sure it really gets them there.
Yeah. Because if I'm a Hispanic and you have a guy who wants to give you a quarter of a glass as opposed to the full glass, I'm going to go with the other guys who want to give you a full glass, aren't I?
That would certainly be my thought. I think that's how people react and respond.
Yeah. So where do you see us going on this thing?
I think that basically what will happen is they will pass a series of small bills, whether that's, tech workers, maybe it's something related to farm workers. I think it's going to be a series of small bills. Mr. Boehner has said that they won't negotiate with the Senate. Well, that really doesn't make any sense, because the Senate has a bill out there. If they pass all of these small bills, at some point, it's got to go to conference.
Right.
So if you're saying, I'm not going to negotiate with you, then what's the point of taking these steps?
Only to look good.
One could argue that.
Talk to me about your land border crossing fee. And you and Congressman Welch had a success there, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We were able to defeat the Department of Homeland Security's attempt to study for the purpose of imposing a fee for individuals crossing the border. Makes no sense at many, many levels, but just to sort of step away from the theoretical and talk about the practical, it would mean that every CPB officer would have to be sitting with a cash drawer in the booth. And they would likely have to be doing currency exchange valuations because, as you know, the Canadian dollar is now falling relative to the U.S. dollar. Makes really no sense, and it would have a negative impact on the movement of people back and forth across the border for shopping, for tourism, and for business.
How are you able to defeat it?
Well, we got on it right away once we saw it was out there, and in my position on the Appropriations Committee, I was able to convince the chair of the subcommittee and then ultimately the chair of the full committee that this was something which was not in the best interest of the northern border folks.
And why would they listen to you? I mean, after you're a Democrat, they're Republicans.
That's true, but there are Republicans who have districts along the border.
So there are.
I think we were advancing a mutual agenda.
It's Bill Owens. Bill Owens, Democrat from New York's 21st District, announced his retirement. I'm sad because I've really been enjoying these conversations. I'm sure before you go, we'll have another one or two.
Absolutely, and I've enjoyed them as well, Alan.